good news stories here about money. A guy in England found a lottery ticket in his car. He buys them all the time and just keeps them like in the dash or the center console of his car, and oftentimes doesn't even check them, which really, I don't understand that, you know? It's one thing if you play once and lose the ticket, but he says he buys them all the time.
Is it, does, my inability to play a lottery has become legendary on this show.
Well, you know, he doesn't know how to scratch at all.
I don't know how to scratch. Yeah. I don't know where to scratch. I don't know what to scratch.
That's so weird.
You didn't have
to give it to B.B. Shea.
That's right. And then you won $20 and gave it to B.B. Shea. Biggie had to school you on how to. Well, normally Biggie does it while smoking a cigarette and standing
just outside the door of the convenience store.
And if he wins 20, he just puts that 20
right back inside.
Back on lottery tickets.
But do you think, because when people buy lottery tickets like this guy, I mean, you think some of them you scratch right there. Mm-hmm. Some of them you take home and wait for the big drawing.
This was a drawing. This was it was for £3 million.
Does he know his numbers or does he random?
He randoms. So he didn't know the number. He bought the ticket in October and word had spread through the he's from a smaller town in England outside London. And word had spread that a winning ticket was bought at a spot where he often buys them, and no one had claimed the £3 million, which wound up after everything being like $1 million that he would get. So people said, don't you usually buy tickets there? And he's like, well, yeah, but come on. So somebody, his daughter, finally said, you really need to check those tickets. So he went through all the tickets in his car, and one of them, it was creased and crumpled and could not be scanned. It has a scanner that you scan through to make sure it's a winner when he took it back to the convenience store. But the numbers were legible, and he won. Hmm. He got his $1 million. And he said, honestly, if people hadn't just told me to do it, I wouldn't have even looked. And that is like almost, it's like, well, then why buy? I mean, you're just basically throwing money away if you're not going to check the, even when people said somebody in our town won, you know, and it's unclaimed.
Yeah,
he still was like, come on, I have no luck. There's no way. But he had like 30 or 40 tickets out there, and one of them was the winner.
I can't imagine. I mean, once a year you hear about somebody like a lottery jackpot that's expired.
Right, yeah.
We assume that the person died or doesn't know that they won or something like this guy in this case.
Yeah.
But I think that is probably dwarfed by, what was the figure we learned late last year, early this year, of America's unused gift card inventory?
Oh, God. Wow.
Is it in the billions?
Yeah, a huge amount of money.
I mean, we have so many gift cards at our house right now.
Yeah. You don't use them.
Probably never use
them. I know. Now, my wife, she tries to make it a point to use them. But, you know, then we'll see a store's going out of business. And Bed Bath & Beyond goes out of business. We got gift cards to Bed Bath.
You just eat them.
You just.
Salt, pepper.
That's right.
Eat them.
Yes, you're eating. That's exactly right. There was a. Now, you were not here on Friday. There was a lottery winner. She won, she played the number 666.
Ooh.
I'm against.
Against?
That number.
The devil? Evil?
Thank
hell?
You. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Is that your best take ever?
Probably. My hottest. I am
anti-devil.
Anti-devil. B.B. Shea.
All of them or just the big one?
Well, the big one, number one, but I think all of them.
All devils?
All devils.
All imps and demons, all of them.
Every, yes, lower tier.
But especially,
but it's
old Scratch.
Especially.
Yeah. Satan himself.
Come on. He's the general manager. Yeah. He's it. So the guy.
I'm CEO.
No. The woman played 666 and won $500. And then she turned around and bought $100 worth of tickets for a bigger lottery. And she won like $2.3 million.
Really?
And I told B.B. Shea, I wouldn't,
her lucky numbers.
I wouldn't take it.
It tattooed on the inside of the
elbow? No. Thank you.
She sold her soul right there.
You wouldn't take the money?
I would really be torn. That's sell your soul.
You wouldn't take that money.
$2.3 million. Well, I might take it, but I would never play 666 again. I would just say.
But what if she sort of gifted? I mean, her ticket fell into your hand.
Oh, God. That would be a real dilemma because I'm very anti that number. I am very pro 2.3 million. That's a number I do like. I do not like that 666.
Yeah, it changes a lot.
Well, now, speaking of which, there was a guy that called on Friday. In fact, we'll ask Lisa Lanier, our attorney, about him on. And B.B. Shea thinks he's got a lawsuit. He went to get a tattoo. Somehow we got on the topic of tattoos. And he got a whole sleeve of horror movie villains.
Characters.
Michael Myers, mm-hmm. Jason, something from The Exorcist, Ghostface, all the way down his arm. And his friend, is the tattoo artist, was doing the tattooing and was finishing up on the back. And without his knowledge, he did 666 down the back of his arm, the numbers 666. Now, he didn't ask for that. And his mother, who's religious, was really, she started crying. She started sobbing when he showed it to her. And B.B. Shea said, friendship schminstrip, that is illegal. You know,
I don't think you can decorate somebody against their wishes, right?
Yeah, he knew. But the guy said, it really, after it was over, he's like,
tied the room together?
He said, yeah. Yeah, he said, I threw it in because, yeah, it made it complete. Otherwise, you just had this like empty look, you know. So he did. He's like, I threw that in free of charge.
Well, now, I'm no artist. I would imagine that you could probably modify the numbers, right?
I said that, and he said it would be difficult. And then later he sent a picture. I can actually probably show you the picture of it. He emailed to show us.
You have it on your phone?
Oh, my God, I do. I do.
Didn't even think about that.
Jeez, it is on my phone somewhere.
Hey, man, how about making it the screensaver?
Oh, no way. But he showed me the back of his arm, and I just said, dang, that's really something. It's in my deleted now. I should put it in the deleted, because that is a 666 right
nice
there.
Nice try.
Michael, you wanted to come to the lottery winner. Go ahead.
Okay, Kelly, I'll tell you what. You take the money, then you donate 10% to the church to cover your bet.
Yes. You must donate 10% to the church. That's $230,000.
That's a lot.
Ooh. That's a lot. That goes to the church.
Which church?
The one we go to. We didn't go Sunday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a little too much for us.
The streak keeps going. Well, you don't have to gear it up for Easter.
Yeah, stayed up a little late.
It'll be here before you know it.
We're not able to make it. You're exactly right. That's a good suggestion. You've got to give some to the church.
Go tithing. Yes. There was, I don't remember the man's name, and I just saw the headline over the weekend, and maybe you guys discussed it when I wasn't here. But he's one of these guys who's like a TV preacher. He's fairly well known, has a large following. In a large church. And apparently some video went viral of him where he was talking to the ushers in his church. He said, all right, now collection time. Ushers, lock the doors. Nobody leaves.
During collection time.
And, right. You know, some heathens were saying, this is tantamount to kidnapping.
This is not right.
A shakedown.
You can't lock us in here.
The minister, and I'm sorry, I don't have his name in front of me.
His name's Marvin Sapp.
Is that right? Marvin Sapp.
He's a singer-songwriter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
he said, out of context. I was taken out of context.
So, what a style. We're locking these doors.
Lock the doors. Nobody leaves until the buckets are full.
And then pass it around.
He literally goes, there's 1,000 people in here. Each of you get $40. I need to see 1,000 people moving.
Really?
There's 1,000 people online. I need to see 1,000 people donating $40.
Really?
He needed a very specific number.
Man.
He needed like $40,000.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
Well, that does seem a little over the line.
Yes.
You know.
And fire hazard?
You can't lock the doors. You can't do that.
4,000 people or 1,000 people in a room.
No, you cannot. At our church, remember now, I go to that early service where it's a little more loosey-goosey. And we Venmo are... A little more youthful. And we're allowed to Venmo or hit the QR code to give a little bit of money.
Does the basket go past you?
There is no basket. There's no basket. He's like, donations on the way out.
Well, where's the QR code?
On the doors, posters next to the door.
Okay.
And so you can QR code it, or just they have on there the Venmo address or the PayPal address, and you just send it that way.
Which do you prefer?
That's private.
Straight cash, homie?
I don't like to say which.
Well, I have some coins in the cup holder.
That's right. So... You know, and then I like the first time we went, I was like, I didn't see any way to give. And my wife's like, oh, that you missed the QR code on the way out. I was like, oh, no, that's terrible.
It's up there next to the song lyrics.
Yeah, it's right there. It's right there for
they
us.
They put the lyrics up so you can sing along? up on a big screen?
Yes, they do that. And then where was I the other? Oh, my daughter had a choral concert.
That's right. The Spring Chorale?
Spring Chorale was the other night.
How'd she do?
I got in trouble. I was, well, I was on Facebook during it. There I was.
During the performance?
Darn thing just sucks you in, you know? She did well. I thought they did very well. But used to, they would hand you a program on the way in, you know, paper yeah. program. Now, before it's done, they have QR codes on the, like, above them. And they're like, scan this for your program. Follow along on your phone.
So they want you to be on your phone.
Well, because they didn't want to waste the paper.
At least a bit.
They didn't want to have to use the printing costs on the paper. So they save paper. There is no paper. There's no paper program. It's just a big QR code. You scan it, and it comes right to your phone.
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess they do want you to be on your phone following that. Justin, you're talking about the preacher who locked everybody in. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So, Justin P1 from Welcome. How you guys?
Thank you. Thanks for being on.
So, a lot of people are giving this guy grief because if you watch the video, for one, you'll see that this dude is just like decked out with these high dollar, you know, clothing, jewelry, Rolex, and everything else. A lot of people are telling the guy to just, you know, maybe pawn off a few of his high dollar expensive jewelry and he'd get his $40,000 right there. But, right. And I was also telling BB Shea too that he has been charged with 1,500 counts of kidnapping as well.
Has he really?
For locking the door.
Yes.
Wow.
For locking the door. Yes. I read that yesterday.
Wow.
He was arrested and charged with 1,500 counts, which is why he came out with his apology speech, because they charged him for that. Because literally it said in there that one of the members tried to get up and leave, and when they did, they literally locked her. They told her she could not leave the congregation.
My goodness. Wow. That is stunning.
I don't know much about this. BB Shea apparently does too, and thank you for that's an awesome call, Justin. I bet his church rallies around him.
Well, they seemed upset though then when they
I guarantee you they'll rally around him.
Yeah, they probably like him a lot, and they'll probably say we'll give him another chance or whatever. Yeah, probably that does happen. Wow, if he's found guilty on 1,500 counts of kidnapping, he's going to jail.
That's a lot
for a long time. Surely they'll reduce
those. That's not going to happen. It just won't happen.
They can't do that.